our forces got the order to shoot to kill the Russian paratroopers in Hostomel. Yes, we have losses. We have some prisoners of war from Russia. Our doctors are helping the Russians who surrendered. We destroyed a lot of planes, warplanes, and some armored vehicles. Some of the Russians, they're saying that they're against the war social media, but I doubt it if the Russian authorities will see that. That's why, yeah, I will ask you, if you hear us, if you understand us, if you understand and realize that you're advancing to the independent country, just please go out and address your authorities and your president. Now your military started war in our country. And I really wanted that you express yourself in the Red Square or elsewhere in your capital, Moscow, St. Petersburg, some other cities and towns of Russia, not only in Instagram. It's very important. What we see at this moment, Russia is turning into the full version of DNR, full isolation. Russia just started getting big sanctions from the most powerful in history sanctions package. Nobody will force us Ukrainians to give away our freedom, our independence, our sovereignty. But it looks like the Russian leadership is trying to do it just by the way of destroying their own country. Now, everything is getting burned quite literally in front of the whole world. We emphasize it's not Ukraine who chose the path of war, but Ukraine calls to turn back to peace. What to do? Help our national defense. Join our territorial defense and armed forces. And if you have military experience, it will be very, very useful. And then we will defend our independent country. Please help the volunteers and medical workers, for instance, giving blood. And politicians and the local leaders should be helped. Make sure that the life is normal as far as the life could be normal. And you just take care of your neighbors, of your friends. And now to the journalists, defend the democracy and the freedom of Ukraine. I spoke today with the world leaders, with Great Britain, USA, Sweden, German, Poland, Austria, Romania, and many others. If you, dear European leaders, dear world leaders, leaders of the free world, if you won't help us today, if you didn't show your strength of help, war will be knocking at your door. Glory to Ukraine. Glory to the Ukraine armed forces.